We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Khosh Amadeed, smart viewers. Khosh Amadeed means welcome in Persian, a language spoken by more than 100 million people in Iran and other countries. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanur District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, St. Kitts and Nevis expands her one-to-one laptop computer initiative. In cultural news, the Independence Day of Paraguay is celebrated. In health news, American researchers find that intake of vitamin D improves blood vessel functioning. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 15th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Denmark, His Excellency Lars Løkke Rasmussen, born in 1964 in Vejle, Denmark. Prime Minister Rasmussen has emphasized the importance of transitioning to a green economy and in establishing concrete steps to halt climate change. Our appreciation, Your Excellency, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, for your support of a sustainable future for Denmark and the world. May you celebrate a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue. As of Friday, May 13th, Japan's National Police Agency confirmed over 15,000 fatalities from the devastating 9.0 magnitude quake and tsunami in March, as well as two deadly aftershocks in April. Over 500 survivors perished in the subsequent 2 months, many from a combination of stress and fatigue. Some 115,500 displaced persons are still staying in shelters with no privacy, mostly in the worst-hit Iwate, Miyagi, and Fukushima prefectures. Moreover, nearly 80,000 people have been unable to return to their homes that are located within 20 kilometers of the disaster-stricken Fukushima Daiichi plant. Tens of thousands of other residents may also be evacuated from towns further away as radiation levels are expected to rise along with long-term cancer risk.
At the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, the crisis triggered by the twin disasters continues, and on Thursday, the operator, Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, stated that the number one reactor is believed to be in a state of meltdown. Most of the fuel rods may have melted and fallen to the bottom of the reactor, creating one or more holes, which led to a leak of highly radioactive water into the containment vessel. With less than half of the 10,000 tons of water injected into the reactor since the initial disasters still remaining in the reactor or its container vessel, the company is now also searching for the source of the dangerously contaminated water.
On Saturday, a contract worker collapsed and died after working in the plant for 2 days. Medical examination revealed no traces of radiation, with the cause of death thought to be exhaustion.
The Japanese government has also announced it is shutting down 35 of its 54 nuclear reactors by the end of May. The nuclear accident at the Fukushima Daiichi plant also prompted the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission on Wednesday to ask American utilities to present their plans for handling similarly extreme events by June 10th. We appreciate the protective efforts of the Japanese and U.S. governments, officials, and nuclear experts. Our prayers that such hazardous conditions are soon minimized as humanity chooses gentler, more earth-protecting ways.
Tornado forms in Taiwan or Formosa. On Thursday, May 12th, an extremely rare tornado touched down in the capital city, Taipei. Although there were no reports of injuries, damage was noted when the powerful twister picked up a small van and landed it upside down on a number of motorcycles. Trees and other objects were also tossed around. We are thankful for the safety of all Taipei residents as we pray for a restored ecosystem through our more caring regard for the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People worldwide are risking safety and even their lives as they stand up for democratic principles and human rights in nations that include Afghanistan, Australia, Bahrain, Chile, Egypt, Libya, Syria, and Yemen.
In Chile, an estimated 100,000 students, professors, and other citizens engaged in a nationwide protest on Friday, May 13th, calling for education to remain state-run and free of charge.
Hundreds of Afghans demonstrated Saturday in eastern Nangarhar province, angered by the rising toll of innocent deaths by foreign troops. The most recent was a 15-year-old local boy who was mistakenly killed by North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, troops on Friday. The boy's death comes after a policeman and a girl were killed Thursday by NATO-led troops in the same province. Saturday's protest also left at least one other person dead and several more injured when police fired to quell the crowd. A United Nations report states that 2,777 innocent people were killed in 2010, making it the most deadly year thus far for Afghan citizens.
As Palestinian youths clashed with Israeli police and security guards on Friday in a neighborhood of East Jerusalem, a Palestinian teenager died after being critically injured by a shot that witnesses say was fired from within one of the houses being protected by the police.
Conveying their solidarity for Palestinian brethren, hundreds of Jordanians rallied in Amman Friday, while Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu called upon the international community to accept the Palestinians' bid for membership in the United Nations and to recognize Palestine as an independent state. Australians, meanwhile, rallied in calls for the government to impose an arms embargo on Israel, citing the country's lack of compliance with international law in its dealings with Palestinian and other Arab neighbors.
The British government issued a statement Friday saying it was deeply concerned over reports of widespread abuse of human rights in Bahrain, as it called on the government to allow medical personnel to treat patients without political interference and to ensure that the detained have access to legal counsel and will be tried before independent and impartial courts. Meanwhile, protesters continued to take to the streets on Friday, shouting that neither tanks, attack helicopters, nor guns could stop them from calling for their rights.
In ongoing attacks by Syrian security forces, which killed at least 19 people this week, an estimated 6 more demonstrators were killed on Friday as thousands of people held protests in several cities. Human rights activists stated that the Syrian troops opened fire despite President Bashar al-Assad's promise that they would refrain from doing so.
The number of people killed by security forces in Yemen's southern city of Ibb on Friday rose to at least 3, with 15 more wounded. The U.S. has meanwhile announced support for the departure of President Ali Abdullah Saleh as protesters across the nation continue to call for his resignation.
On Friday, the Russian government urged Libya's conflicting parties to begin dialogue without preconditions toward a peaceful agreement. Meanwhile, the International Organization of Migration airlifted nearly 4,000 stranded migrants, mostly Chadian, many of whom were suffering from dehydration, exhaustion, and illness. On Friday, some 1,000 additional migrants arrived on Italy's Lampedusa island seeking asylum.
In sadness for the loss of precious life, we pray for an end to all conflicts and that people in every country join in choosing peace so that all may live in shared safety, freedom, and tranquility.
Je serai le président de tous les Haïtiens sans exclusive.
Haitian President Michel Martelly inaugurated. The nation's new head of state was sworn in on Saturday, May 14th, with outgoing President René Préval ceremoniously presiding in a first-ever democratic transfer of presidential powers for the country. Dignitaries present included French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé, as well as 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton, who is current co-chair of the Haiti Reconstruction Commission. Thousands of people still displaced by last year's devastating earthquake were also there to offer their support. In his inaugural speech, President Martelly pledged to speed post-quake reconstruction, as well as to end political instability and to foster development for improved livelihoods. He stated, "Hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder, we're going to change Haiti, rebuild this country to make it stronger." Our respectful congratulations, President Michel Martelly, on your new role, wishing Your Excellency success in achieving your noble goals and those of the beautiful Haitian people.
Turkey hosts UN Developing Nations Conference. Leaders from the world's least developed countries gathered this past week in Turkey with the objective of helping millions live more abundant lives. Participants agreed on a 10-year development plan that would reduce by half the current 48 countries where the annual income is less than $745 per person.
Toward this goal, developed countries are being asked to grant total debt relief as well as to curb military spending to fund peaceful development endeavors instead. Bravo and many thanks, conference participants, for your benevolent cooperation, wishing the developing nations a smooth transition to their noble goals of abundance for the benefit of all citizens.
save our planet. 31 endangered dolphins have been found sadly perished with damaged or missing fins along the Crimean Peninsula in southern Ukraine, where experts believe that fishing nets were the cause of the incident.
Save our planet. With drought decreasing water levels in China's Yangtze River to their lowest in 5 decades, officials are forced to close sections of the waterway from shipping, despite its vital contribution to the economy of many cities.
Save our planet. The 52-year-old Nepalese Apa Sherpa climbs Mount Everest for the 21st time, setting a new personal and world record as part of an expedition to remove human discarded debris from the mountain while raising public awareness about the effects of climate change.
Hello, viewers. I'm Buffalo the Bison, and my diet is completely animal-free. I'm here today with a grower's tip. If permitted, you can bring your extra potted seedlings of plants to your sunny office window. What a great way to add some greenery to the room. Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
In good governance news, St. Kitts and Nevis enhance her one-to-one laptop computer initiative. Each high school student now receives a free computer. Furthermore, plans are also in place to give the laptops to teachers and staff of high schools. This project is being supported by a monetary donation and information technology equipment from the Formosan or Taiwanese government. Congratulations, St. Kitts and Nevis, on this laudable program. Also, our gratitude for Formosa for your generosity. May many individuals enjoy and benefit from joining the global web community.
In cultural news, the Independence Day of Paraguay is celebrated today, observing its sovereignty achieved in 1811. Northeast of Argentina and southwest of Brazil, Paraguay is home to many safeguarded natural areas. Among them is the Cerro Corá National Park, the country's largest protected region. In addition, Paraguay has 2 United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, Man and the Biosphere Network reserves. Famous Paraguayans include esteemed composer and harpist Mr. José Asunción Flores and distinguished women's advocate and lawyer Dr. Serafina Dávalos. We wish the gracious people of Paraguay a fine Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, researchers find that increased levels of vitamin D help to lower blood pressure. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. Stay tuned for more joyful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, friendly news for an amiable world. In health news, American researchers find that intake of vitamin D improves blood vessel functioning. Scientists from the Emory Georgia Tech Predictive Health Institute showed that study participants who increased their levels of the vitamin enhanced their vascular well-being. Their blood pressure and risk of cardiovascular disease also decreased. Our thankfulness, scientists, for this valuable information. May all people be graced with radiant health.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Two Faces.
Once during a debate, Abraham Lincoln was accused by Stephen Douglas of being two-faced. So without hesitation, Lincoln calmly replied, "I leave it to my audience. If I had two faces, would I be wearing this one?"
And now for our viewers' heartline on Noteworthy News, which airs every day. Each program can also be accessed in our online archives.
This is what news needs to be like. Neris from the Netherlands.
Greetings, Neris. It's great to get your forward-thinking note. We pray that any day now we'll be able to broadcast the very best news that our world has turned into a compassionate vegan paradise. May heaven bless you and all the wonderful people of the Netherlands with abundance and spiritual upliftment.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Khuda Hafiz, which means God protects you in Persian.
May the love and wisdom of heaven be your cherished guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Brazilian Labor Ministry announces a record number of 2.86 million new jobs in 2010, representing a leap even compared to the 1.79 million new jobs in 2009.
A group of 18 young people at the Art School of Tibet University are the first students to major in Tibetan opera, reviving the 600-year-old art form traditionally performed in rural settings at village festivities.
On a three-day visit to Russia, Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari encourages enhanced economic cooperation in areas such as infrastructure development, energy, science, and technology.
China's cabinet approves a five-year development plan to improve social security, public services, and medical and elderly insurance, as well as increased employment opportunities for the nation's 83 million people with disabilities.
The first U.S. factory in the special economic zone in Sierra Leone opens as part of a larger effort to encourage foreign investment and international business to benefit the African nation's economy.
The 2011 Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, traditional music festival is held in Bui Hoa in Phu Yên province in South Central Ao Lạc, or Vietnam, highlighting enhanced cultural cooperation through art performances.
On May 15th, nations and communities around the world celebrate the International Day of Families as initiated by the United Nations in 1993.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.